I can't put it any plainer. I can't say it with any more authority or any less meaning to it or any more meaning to it. I have to ask you this morning, is Jesus everything in your life? That's a question you have to answer. Is Jesus your all in all? I'm going to read one verse, and that's the 15th verse. I'm going to come about this from a different angle this morning, I hope. I hope you'll see what I'm getting to here in a little bit. But first off, I want to let you know that I have a secret about my life, something about my life that you all need to know about. And I believe that you can see this morning. I believe you'll be able to see it whenever I talk about it this morning. It's in 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, the 15th verse. I beseech you, brethren, ye know not the house of Stephanus, that it is the first, and that they have addicted. Now get that. They have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Did you catch that? Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart for you this morning, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to be with me this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that Lord, you know that all that's said and done here this morning, I pray, Father, that it would be for the glory of God, not for Drift Run Church, not for anything, but for your glory here this morning, I pray. And Father, that through doing this, Lord, the Father, pray and ask it, amen. Amen. I tell you what, I stand before you here this morning. I stand before you this morning being able to preach evidence, as Greg said, because Jesus Christ lives within my heart. Amen. I want you to know you are here this morning. If you claim Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're here this morning because of Jesus Christ in your heart. That's why. There's nothing on your own, Jesus Christ, that you have the want to, that you have the ability to be here this morning. I want to tell you something this morning. There are all types of addictions. All types of addictions, whether it be drug-related addictions, whether it be alcohol, whether or not it be shopping, whether or not it be food, gambling, and that's just to name a few of them. I'm going to tell you something. There are all kinds of addictions that affect this world out here today. You know what? A person can become addicted to almost anything. Am I right? You can become addicted to almost anything. There's a little book out there that I got to reading about this. It's called What is Addiction? It's just a little book. It's a little manual-like type book. It's a relatively small book, but it deals on the subject of addictions. What it does, it has a list of questions in it. And during these questions, you know what? You can determine whether or not you're an addict or not by reading these questions and looking at and applying them to your life. You can tell whether you're an addict. What was so alarming about whenever I started reading it was the fact that I found out that I was addicted and that I was an addict. Do you understand that this morning? I read those questions, and as I went over, I was an addict, and not only an addict, I was a hardcore addict. Did you get that this morning? I started applying these questions. I found life. It affects, you know, the way that I work. It affects the way that I preach here. It affects the way that I go to church. It affects my faith. I hope you understand that this morning. You know what? And I'm going to read those questions off to you this morning. And as I go through them, I want you to look at these questions for your own life. It's revealing to you here this morning. Question number one that I read in that little book and what it said, can you hardly wait until you are alone so you can did you get that? To be with your addiction. To be with what you're addicted to. Can you hardly wait to do that? I looked at that first question. I had to admit, yeah. I want you to understand, I couldn't wait. I absolutely loved the feeling. I absolutely loved the feeling. It just makes me feel great inside whenever I could be alone with what I'm addicted to. You know, you could be sitting back here and say, what's your problem, Dave? You know, did we make the right choice in opting you up for another year of being your preacher? I mean, I can see you saying that. You know what? And you know what? You don't understand. You know what? I have to. You know what? Yeah. I can hardly wait to be alone with Jesus. Do you understand that? I can hardly wait to be alone with Him. and get the feeling that I get whenever I'm alone with him. I told you whenever Greg was talking this morning, I know that Jesus Christ lives because I was with him this morning before I come to church. I was with him last night when I was studying for this sermon. I have been with me this week. Praise God, every chance that I get, I cannot wait to get with my addiction. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And I just, maybe, you know what, listen. And David, the psalmist David, was the same way. He said in Psalm 16:11, "Thou wilt show me the path. Of thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." David was an addict. Did you get that? This David's an addict too, by the way. I praise God. I'm not going to shame to that. I'm not a bit ashamed of that this morning. But I want to tell you something this morning, that David was an addict. That my joy, the complete joy that I have, is when I am in his presence. Praise God. I love that. Pleasure comes from being by his side. I love the way I feel when I get into peace, when I get with him, when I feel the peace of God on my life. Psalms 84:2 says, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." Man, I'll tell you what. I love being addicted that way. I love it. I love it when my soul, whenever I can get in his presence. And you know what? See, David needed a fix. That's what he's saying. I know the feeling. I know the feeling. You know what? If I can't get in his presence, I get the spiritual shake, so to speak. Do you understand what I'm talking my life? I need to feel it. I need to have it upon my life. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for something I can't feel. I want to feel. I want to feel that presence. When I'm alone in my prayer closet, when I'm reading his word, when I'm doing all that, I can experience that feeling. Psalms 84:10 says it like this. You know, it says, "I'd rather stand in the entrance to God's house than live inside a wicked person's house." That's what David was saying. You talk about an addict. It sounds to me like David was hardcore. Amen. Question 2 goes like this. Do you find yourself avoiding people because they interfere with your addiction? Do you find yourself doing that? You know what? Praise God. Listen to what Paul said. 2 Timothy 2:4. "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be his soldier." I want to tell you something here this morning. As much as I love all of you, I have to please the one that saved me. That's the one I have to please. Talk to him. Talk to him. He's the one that I go to try to give me the messages that need to be preached at this church. For this day, for this Sunday, for this time right now. That's what I do. I tell you what. I have to be alone. Amen. Romans 12:2. "Be not conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Yes, there are times I avoid people. Yes, there are. I'm going to tell you something, because I need to be alone with my addiction. I need to be alone with God. And God, me and him have to have one. When I'm studying, she knows that I'm back in my little room. She'll come in every once in a while and talk to me. And you know what? But she knows that I have to be alone with what I'm addicted to. Because if I am not alone with that, I'm going to tell you, it will not be able to get to you what needs to be got to you. I need to be by myself sometimes. I need to be that way. I tell you something, she will catch me all alone with my addiction. And you know what? I'm not sad about it at all. From even those that I love the most, I have to withdraw from them sometimes. That may even include you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. It's not because I don't care for you. It's not because I don't love you. But I've got to need to feel his presence. I have to do that. The third question, find yourself daydreaming about your habit. Do you find yourself that? You know what about your day? I say that's the true character of any man or woman. Now listen to me about this. Is whenever your mind's at rest, where does your mind go to? That's what you're addicted to. Do you understand that? Do you catch that? Also, when you're by yourself, how do you act when you're by yourself and no one else is around? Where do you let your mind go when no one else is there to grab a hold of it? I will. I'll be the first to admit it. I will find myself daydreaming about my addiction, daydreaming about what heaven's about, what my loved ones are doing over there, what Jesus Christ, what it's going to be like to be there one of these days. I daydream about what the walls of Jasper are going to look like. Oh, yes. I find myself daydreaming about my addiction all the time. I do. You know what? Praise God, I can't help myself. My addiction has a grip on me. Do you understand that? I pray that it has that much of a grip on you this morning. I pray that it does. Bring down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity thought to what? The obedience of Christ. All right? I can preach to you. Just do not bring them into obedience because Christ wants you to.
Amen.
Do that. If you will do that, praise God. I'll tell you what, there's a couple of sayings I like. I like these because my grandmother used to say these all the time. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. And I'll tell you, this weekend I've ate nothing but Oreo cookies, the Reese's Oreo cookies. I probably look like one. But you know what? You are what you take in. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You ever heard that one before? I know you have. I know you have. You know what? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Why? In a spiritual sense, because you know why? If you are of your Father, you will be about your Father's business. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. No, it doesn't. And praise God, if you are of Jesus Christ and if you are of God's, you know what? I believe both those things have a spiritual meaning of spiritual things. You have a mind like Christ. Listen, Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in Christ Jesus. Do you regularly turn to your habit when you are troubled? I hope it's not a bottle. I hope it's not a pill. I hope it's not the shopping network. I hope it's not any of them things. I hope it's not. I hope you don't throw yourself into your work. I hope you don't do that. I find myself turning to my addiction. I find myself turning to Him every day, especially when life is at its worst. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares for you. Amen? He cares for you. For the peace of mind, for the comfort I need, I turn to my addiction. Just like Peter, whenever Peter said in John 6:68, then Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom I'm asking You this morning, no matter what direction you go, where can you go to find true peace? Only to Jesus. Amen? That's where we need to go. Praise God this morning. I tell you, I thank God. Thank Him. Thank Him for what He does for me. Question number 5. Do you feel better? Yeah, you know what? Those who have an addiction will tell you that that's how they're able to face it. Whether it's through a bottle, whether it's through prescription, non-prescription drugs, whatever they're addicted to, you know what? They're better. That's why they turn to that thing, because they feel that they can face life problems better. You know, how about you? I turn to my addiction. I turn to Him. Amen. Folks, the only problem is that after their way of dealing with life wears off, their life problem is still there. I tell you what, I've got Jesus Christ here with me every step of the way. Folks, I'm no different. When I'm engaging my habits, you know what? Praise God, this morning I'm able to face life's troubles. I'm able to deal with it. You see, Jesus doesn't wear off. It says in Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. Nor what? Forsake thee. Amen. You should all have that marked in yellow in your Bible. Do you understand that? The last part of that should be marked in yellow, because right there is something we can stand on. Amen. When I go to prayer, I feel like I can face life, not run from it. Amen. I tell you, whenever life wants to hit me head on, Jesus Christ, I'm able to face life head on. I'm able to. Philippians 4. Through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. That's why I can face life's troubles. That's why we can do, because we got Christ. Because of my addiction, I can face it head on because of that right there. Yes. Question number 6. Do you get upset if you cannot partake in your habit? Have you seen, been around a drug addict or an alcoholic who's coming down? It's not very pretty, am I right? They can get the shakes. They can get me. I'm the same. I can't. Listen to me. I'm the same way. I can't. If I cannot partake of my habit or my addiction, I get the shakes also. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, I need God's Word. I need to be around God's people. I need to be in prayer. I need to feel His presence. If I miss church, it hurts me. It hurts me. If I don't pray, it hurts me. It hurts me. And I know what you're talking about. I want to feel it. I need it. Because if I'm not around it very often, I need it. It's my addiction. Yeah, I don't. It doesn't have to be the way. My addiction's right there for me. It's right in front of me. I can get it. All I have to do is look for it and partake. And find me when ye shall search for me with what? With what? All of your heart. I'll tell you what, folks. I believe why people don't find Jesus and feeling the way that they should, because they're searching with Him with part of their heart, not every ounce of it. You say, oh my, or amen. That's what I feel. That's what God has put upon me to say, and that's what I believe. Question number 7. Do you prefer to be with other people who do what you do? Amen! Amen. I do. I want to be with people who believe the way that I believe. I want to be with people who understand whenever I say that the Spirit can move in your life, it can happen if we believe in Jesus. Like I do. I'm comfortable around his fellow brothers and sisters. Believe me, I'm comfortable around it. I'm comfortable around people when I go to church. They go to church. I am comfortable around his people. Philippians 2:2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. Get this. Of one mind. Amen. Praise God. I like being around people like that. Don't you, Greg? Hey, amen. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined in judgment. Praise God. I'll tell you what. I am thankful for my addiction this morning. I'm thankful that I could be around all you folks. I'm thankful that whenever I walk up these steps to come to church on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night, whenever you go by me and I shake your hands, I look at you in the eyes and I know that, you know what? These people believe what I believe. Thank God this morning. That book went on. But you're an addict and you should seek professional help. Come to the counselor. You need help for your addiction. I'll tell you what. You'll leave more addicted than what you were when you came. Amen. You'll be that way. Isaiah 9:6. You all know it. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called what? Wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God. The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There's professional care. Why? Because Jesus Christ is that. You know, you'll be addicted to praising Him. You'll be addicted to church attendance. You'll be addicted to reading His Word. You'll be addicted to praying. How does... You have to try it first, right? Try it. You'll like it. You get what I'm saying? Try it. You'll like it. Because you know what? It's something else to be addicted to. Because spiritually addiction, you become spiritually addicted this morning. Do that. To make it in your heart this morning that you are going to become spiritually addicted to Jesus Christ this morning. You need that. I'm going to tell you something. We would see more supernatural works in the church. We would see more things done. The power of God working in churches today. If people would. I believe that this morning. I believe it wholeheartedly. Mighty things what I've done, but because of your unbelief, He didn't do it. I'm going to tell you what, 20 folks. We need to become spiritually addicted to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If you're a child of God, this makes a great witnessing tool, by the way. go out of backs, whatever you do tomorrow, and tell them, you know what, you learned in church that you were an addict and that you were addicted. And once they snap their heads around and their eyes get about this big, what's the matter? You can tell them, I'm addicted to Jesus. Amen. I'm addicted to Jesus. And you know what? What a witnessing tool. And you know what you can tell them? You can become addicted to Jesus too. Amen. If you've never experienced the addiction of Jesus, something I invite you to come running to His arms. A temporary fix, but an eternal change. Amen? Because Jesus can do that. He can change you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Listen, all things become new. All things become new. I'll tell you what. Trade in them old addictions that you might have. I don't know what kind of addiction. I don't know if they do. Trade them in and get the right thing. Get the real thing this morning. Get something that's worth being addicted to this morning. Praise God this morning, because we serve that kind of God. Amen.